From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump called Sunday for the immediate deportation of illegal immigrants trying to enter the United States. In his Twitter message, he said there should be no judges or court cases. He said, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country." The Republican-controlled House of Representatives is planning to vote this week on comprehensive immigration policy changes after last week defeating a tougher version of new immigration controls. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump said Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after the midterms in November. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul says he has been in contact with the White House.
They say the president's still 100% behind us.
On Fox News Sunday, McCaul thinks the future of the zero-tolerance policy at the border is shaky.
That policy may be revisited, and it may not go forward.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Maryland's Elijah Cummings says the demands are simple.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
An explosion at a campaign rally Saturday for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's election. Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in the explosion at a campaign rally in Bulawayo, an opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. 30 people have been arrested in connection with an explosion at a political rally that left 2 people dead Saturday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. 150 people were injured in the explosion. This is VOA News. President Trump's representative to the Middle East has ended his peace mission to the region. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Envoy Jared Kushner said the international community is getting frustrated with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for failing to take constructive steps toward achieving peace. The Palestinians, who see Jerusalem as the capital of their future state, say the U.S. peace plan will be dead on arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his talks with Kushner were productive. Speaking at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Netanyahu praised President Donald Trump and his administration for their strong support for Israel. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Voters in Turkey went to the polls Sunday to choose members of parliament and a president. Pakistan's military says Afghanistan-based terrorists ambushed one of its border fencing teams Sunday and killed a soldier. Egypt has extended its state of emergency for another 3 months. A United Nations investigation has found that millions of people in Ghana are not benefiting from that country's booming economy. The UN report says people remain mired in poverty. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN investigator Philip Alston says most of the country's resources are being plowed into private investment projects designed to make the wealthy better off. He says this policy comes at the expense of providing better employment opportunities and welfare benefits for the poor.
So the risk is that Ghana continues to be the great economic success story in the continent, but that very little of the wealth will trickle down to a fairly extensive number of Ghanaians who continue to live in poverty.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Activists are urging Australia to do more to stop forced marriages in its migrant communities. Since the practice was made illegal 5 years ago, more than 230 alleged cases have been referred to the Australian Federal Police, but there have been no prosecutions. And Saudi Arabia on Sunday lifted the world's last ban on women drivers. Many Saudi women have not had a chance to take driving courses, which have only been offered for a few months. Car companies expect sales to increase dramatically once more of the country's 10 million women are allowed to drive. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.